Okay. I don't know what this is supposed to go. Diary, I guess. One of the toughest days in my life. You know, when you're a father and you love your sons more than anyone in this world, and you feel, well, by the treatment you get sometimes. Father, I hate you. Well, I deserve it. Because that's how I were against my father. My late teen and early 20s. But which I then regretted. Whether bitterly enough or not, I don't know, but I guess this is part of it. Well, the situation here in our home, which we share part-time, deteriorated. And I found myself, which I do more and more as age engulfs me, unable to get the situation under control, so to speak. And sure, yes, all you controllers out there, you know it. That one of the life lessons is to give up that control, let go. Well, that was not a new lesson, but how to deal with when you find yourself unwelcome in your own home. Well, let it go, so I let myself go. walking around in the night. Finally finding a cheap hotel room. Take a break, a couple of days vacation from it all. It was worth it. And here I am taking my long early spring walk among the other pensioners. And rather than trying to get control of the situation by thinking, cooking up, hacking together solutions, I'm just lying there in my hotel bed, eyes closed, begging my inner guides, my Chaitya Guru, for guidance, because I really need it now. And then came the, well, unexpected, but still, of course, making sense. The words, let go. And you know it. You have reached the point. When they need to step out into the world and stand on their own feet. Yes, I say. Thank you. But we still share the same apartment. And I want that too. And I want to live there, and it's my home. And it feels it would all be better here without me. Because they don't have apartment. if they start studying, they can probably easily get one room. But that's in the autumn. But it's getting tense here. So how can I let go of it? No, which way? Anyway, a nice walking path along the water in the early spring sun. And yes, that's life here in this world. Struggling with the modes of nature. But also living our lives with all what that means. As good as I can, trying my best is to peel, says to himself. Oh no, this is getting P.O.L.A. story here. Well, that's what that story is made of, so let's put the diary entries in it too. Well, this is just me. Not some fascinating deep and interesting character in a story. It's this story. And again he realized and he took shelter there under the lotus feet of Sri Shigandarika Giridhar as he put it. And when you do, you kind of float up. Not leaving the world and escaping it, but float up above those modes. And of course, as it said, all you need is love. So just try to give your love to those who you love, or to anyone who wants it the way they want it. And if the best thing, the best way is to just stay away from them, then you do it that way. It's as simple as that. So yeah, this Krishna consciousness, that's why I'm nagging on about that. It's not some religion or some Indo hippie cool way of life. It's not. External but internal. It's here in the heart where life is, where we are. It's not just about the actions out there, but about the actor. Are you for real? Or are you pretending? Do you want to give, or do you want to get? As you sow, shall you reap? It's so simple. I could say the desires, they become thoughts, and the thoughts become words, and the words become your reality, your actions. Your actions become your destiny. Your character. So yeah, it all starts there, deep within. And yeah, that's where I have learned to start and to stay and to act from. Because there in the heart, God is here with us. With you, with me. And it's not about words, prayers and answers. It's about that presence. Because when you are in the presence of God, no problems are gone. I could drop right now and what they call die here. Well, and then continue my walk in another world. Another time, another place. guess that's on another time. I found another place again. Another love to share with you. It's a nice song. I miss the Roxy music. What's his name, Brian? Ferry. It is a beautiful walking path here. How come I didn't do this before?